Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 97, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Jackie Nelson of SwankyJBoutique.com. Jackie has so much passion and energy for her online boutique that it's contagious. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are so excited to welcome Jackie Nelson of SwankyJBoutique.com, where she sells stylish and affordable clothing for women. Jackie is a military spouse and a mom of one who decided to pave her own path by creating an online-only boutique that's based out of her garage. Jackie lives with her husband, Kenny, and her daughter, Skylar, in Bluffton, South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thanks, girls. Glad to be here.
Jackie, could you begin by telling us a little bit more about yourself, your family, and your business?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So I think I was born a natural salesperson, and I hate even using the word salesperson, but it's just, I think, in my blood. When I was little, I would, you know, go door to door and sell all the normal things that elementary school kids would sell, cookies and pizza dough and wrapping paper, just anything you could think of. And I always did very well. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed giving something to someone and making them happy, not knowing that that would then kind of pave the way to what I would be doing later on in life. Went to school to be an event coordinator, went to college and thought I wanted to own my own business and, you know, really focus on weddings because I wasn't married at the time, but I always enjoyed a good wedding and did that for a short while, was pretty successful at it, but it was a lot of work. And on top of that, I knew that I eventually wanted to have a family and I knew that the two didn't really seem to go hand in hand. So I didn't know how owning an event coordination company and having a family would work together. So I decided to start another business in jewelry sales and was really successful in that company. I did that for 6 years, earned every all expense paid vacation that they offered, earned any incentives or bonuses, had a team of 100 girls around the United States under me that I would lead and mentor and just really enjoyed it. It was a home-based business company where I would do parties and you know, like I said, I had that team of girls under me as well. Okay, so about 3 years into my business, my jewelry business, I met a man and he swept me off my feet and asked me to marry him. And so we got married very shortly after that and he moved me to South Carolina. So South Carolina was wonderful and we were having a great time, but I had to completely restart my business from the ground up. And that was pretty difficult, but I did. And it was worth restarting it. And it was wonderful to be able to kind of expand it down here because I had my Virginia Beach business and then I had my new South Carolina business. And 3 years passed and I just thought that there was a bigger calling for me. I loved that business, but I thought that there was something bigger that I should be doing with my life. So I retired from that company and kind of was at a really low place in my life because I had always been pretty successful in anything that I had done and I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And my husband went behind my back and kind of tweaked my resume and submitted my resume to a bunch of real estate companies in the area without me knowing. He totally did this behind my back. I know. So I started getting all these calls from real estate companies. Hey, you know, hi, Jackie. Loved your resume. You've got a great background in sales. Would love to meet with you. And so Kenny came home one night from work and I said, this is the weirdest thing, but I keep getting all these, you know, messages and calls from all these real estate companies. And he just burst out laughing and said, I'm so sorry, but I forgot to tell you that I applied at all these different real estate companies in the area for you because I think that you'd be a great real estate agent. And I said, you did what? I mean, that was nothing I had ever seen myself doing. So anyways, I went in, interviewed at a couple places. I'd never had any experience. I didn't have my real estate license. And I got hired at both places I interviewed. So I went in, did the whole real estate course, passed, got a job at a wonderful little boutique real estate company on Hilton Head in South Carolina, and just started rocking it out in real estate. You know, in 3 or 4 short months, I had sold over $1.5 million in real estate. And so that kind of another light bulb went off in my head. You know, I thought, wow, I did well with my jewelry sales. I'm doing well with real estate sales. This, you know, I need to be in sales. So that happened, and you know, sales were going well. And then Kenny was getting ready to deploy in January of 14 to another Westpac. He was going to be gone for 6 months. So he leaves. I'm still, you know, doing really well with real estate. And about a month after he left, I wasn't feeling very well and called him. I said, I don't know. Something's wrong with me. Took a pregnancy test and I was pregnant. So I was, it was a big surprise and a big shock, but I was over the moon excited. You know, we had been married for a little over, you know, about 3.5 years by then. And I was extremely excited. So real estate really got put on the back burner, because I didn't mention this, but right before Kenny deployed, we were told by the military that we were going to be moving. Absolutely 100% we were going to be moving. So we thought, oh, wow, we were living in this big 3,200 square foot house, and I was going to be by myself for the, you know, the 6 months he was going to be gone. My parents had just moved here. We said, how perfect would it be to rent our house out in Bluffton and me move in with my parents? And then when he gets back in July, we'll move to wherever we're supposed to be moving to. Well, the military has a funny way of working out, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, yes.
So about, actually, it was the day that I was going to tell Kenny, it was Valentine's Day of 2014, I was going to tell him that I was pregnant. Well, he told me first that we were actually staying. You know, I've got big news. Oh, my goodness. Guess where we're going? Where are we going? We're not going anywhere. We're staying. And so I burst into tears. I'm so happy that we're staying because my mom and dad are here. I had a great career with real estate. I was so excited. And then I just started thinking, oh, my goodness, how is this going to work out? We don't have a house. You know, we rented it out. We signed a year lease. I'm living with my parents. I just felt so lost. So anyways, being a real estate agent, I went out and found a house. I bought it. Kenny came home. We moved in. And then we had the baby. It was all wonderful. And everything in life kind of works out. And I have a very, very positive attitude on life. So I just, even though I kind of felt like, oh, my gosh, what the heck are we going to do? I still knew that everything would work out the way it was supposed to. So we have Skylar in September. And life is wonderful. Like I said, kind of real estate got put on the back burner, which was fine. I still really enjoyed, you know, making my calls and talking to my clients, but you know, I wasn't really obviously out actively showing property because I was on maternity leave. So about a month and a half after I had Skylar, I had kind of just decided I didn't really want to pursue real estate anymore. It was never my passion. I really enjoyed it and I was good at it, but it wasn't my passion. And I knew, like I've been saying this whole time, that I've been called to do this big thing and I just wasn't sure what it was. Well, about a month and a half after I had Skylar, I got a very part-time job at a little local boutique in downtown Bluffton and loved it. I mean, it was a great outlet for me to get out and meet people. And just, I loved being stylish and fashionable, always loved that kind of, you know, way of life and looking cute and doing my hair and makeup and whatnot. And so I got a job, loved it, and then decided that it would be a really cool idea if this boutique had a website and a bigger online presence. And so I talked to my husband and, you know, we came up with a business plan. And I talked to the owners about it. I just said, I would love to be your social media and marketing manager. I think that this would really help just blow your business up. I will run your Facebook, your Instagram, your Pinterest, your Twitter. You know, I will create a website for you and I will manage it, you know, and you know, we'll work out some sort of commission. Well, they were not interested in it. They liked the small town boutique feel, which was fine. That was their own prerogative. But I said to Kenny one night laying in bed, we were falling asleep, and I just said, I think that's what I want to do. I think I want to start my own online boutique. And he just looked at me and said, oh my gosh, that is the perfect job for you. You love Facebook. You love Instagram. You love taking pictures. You love clothes. You know, you love all the stuff. He was like, I think this is going to be your big thing. And that was in December. So December 2014, Kenny and I had kind of said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start an online boutique. And so, you know, I was still working at the little local boutique, and they got wind of me kind of having this idea, did not like the idea at all. I guess I didn't think it was going to be a direct competition because I was going to be 100% online, and they have a storefront, and they don't have a website. So I didn't think it would be a competition whatsoever. Well, I had a long conversation with both of the owners, and they just said, look, you have to pick and choose. You can either do, you know, your own thing, or you can work for us. And I just said to myself, you know what? I'm glad they gave me the two options because I really wanted to try to do both. But I just said, I'm glad they gave me both of the options because I want to pave my own future. I want to create a lifestyle that my daughter will be proud of one day. And I don't think working for someone else, I think it's great for some people, but it's not me. I've been working for myself since I was 21. So I just said this type of journey is what I'm supposed to do. So I thanked them for the opportunity, and we said our farewells. And Swanky J Boutique was born in January of 2015. Kenny and I were sitting in the kitchen one night, and we were throwing every name, you know, for the boutique out there. You know, J Nelson Apparel, you know, Swank, Swanky, literally anything you can think of that's kind of fashionable, we threw out there on the table. And he was kind of playing along the Swanky, Swank, Swank, Swank. Finally, he said, what about Swanky J? And I said, done. I don't want you to say anything else. I love it. We are Swanky J Boutique. And so that was January 3rd, 2015. And honestly, from that day forward, it has been the biggest blur of my entire life, even more so when I found out I was pregnant and then eventually had Skylar. It's been crazy. I felt like I have actually birthed another human with this business. It was insane. You know, we did this when Skylar was a baby. I mean, she was 3 months old and, you know, turning 4 months. And so anyways, to kind of brief you quickly on kind of what happened, January, we started all the legal work. We got our LLC, we got our trademark, or we issued for our trademark. We did all the paperwork that was necessary to be a legitimate business, because that's really important. And then we had the opportunity to go to Fashion Market in Atlanta and actually really get hands-on and buy our inventory for our store. And so end of January, we went to Atlanta, brought my mom and dad and Skylar with me. It rained the entire time, so I felt so bad. My mom and dad and Skylar stayed in the hotel room the entire time. And Kenny and I went to Market in downtown Atlanta and just shopped our little hearts out. It was the most amount of money I've ever spent in 3 days in my entire life, I guess aside from buying a house. And it was so intimidating buying that inventory because, geez, you just think, what are people going to love? You know, I love all this, but are other people going to love it? So that was the end of January. All of February was photo shoots with our models and our professional photographer and developing our website because Kenny and I did it ourselves. And then March, yeah, we did the entire website ourselves. We, you know, it was kind of funny to give you a little aside. When we were at Market, we had kind of allotted about $5,000 for our website to have a company do it for us. And we're at Market and Kenny says, okay, I'm going to say this and I'm really scared to say it to you, but I just feel like I have to. I said, what? He said, we were going to spend about $5,000 on the website. I said, yes. He said, I can either develop the website ourselves, and it's going to be, you know, free because I'm doing it. And I give you $5,000 more to spend here at Market when I had already spent our budget. I'll give you $5,000. We were thinking about, you know, we were toying around with the idea of having a company do it for us. He said, or I can give you the $5,000. I said, let me think about that. I can spend five more $1,000 on clothes here and you develop the website for free, or no more $5,000 and we have a company do it. I said, see ya. I went off. I spent that $5,000 so quick. I mean, it was like, boom, he said 5,000, it was gone.
I'm curious, Jackie, how much had your original budget been for inventory? Yeah,
that's a great question. Our original budget was, we weren't sure, you know, we had never done it before, so we just had no idea. We said between $4,000 and $7,000. We had but we were going to try to stay around the $4,000 or $5,000 mark. But at that time, when he said we have about 5,000, we had already hit that seven pretty quickly.
Okay. And I have to just say real quick, I love that your fighter jet pilot husband was at market with you, helping you pick out women's clothing and accessories. I just think that is so sweet. I love just hearing how involved Kenny has been in all this. It's great.
Boy, I know. I do have to shout him out. He has been my biggest supporter. He is my rock in this business. And, you know, if I ever have an idea and just say, I need to go to Kenny and see what he thinks about it, and I know that it's going to be a sound idea or a sound piece of advice that he's going to give back to me, because he is very business savvy and just loves this business as much as I do. But anyways, to quickly sum up the long-winded explanation I was giving you about the birth of Swanky J, that was kind of February. We developed, you know, we went to market, got the inventory, came home, photo shoots, developed the website, and then launched our website March 1st of 2015. And so it has just been a wild ride since the beginning, especially March, because that's when sales started really coming in. And it's just been so exciting, and I'm so excited to be chatting with you girls today about this business that I love so much.
Yeah, it's definitely clear that you are really excited about your business, which is fun. It's nice to see someone just so pumped about what they're doing. I'm curious, could you explain a little bit more what this market in Atlanta is? I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Absolutely. So there are markets all over the United States. There are markets in New York, in Las Vegas, in LA, and there's a great market 4.5-5 hours away from me in Atlanta. So we thought that that would be the best place to start, since it was driving distance and we had the baby. And it's called Atlanta's America Mart. And it is a humongous building, 11 stories tall. And every square foot of that building is some sort of product that people sell in a store. So obviously I sell women's apparel and accessories and jewelry. So that's what I was focused on. But they also have menswear and they have children's wear as well. But it is extremely overwhelming. When I went, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of vendors that want your business. So I'm the first day I went by myself, because Kenny was working that day. So I went the first day by myself and just wanted to scope it out, and then went with him the next day. But that first day, I came home and my mom and dad are, I came back to the hotel. How was it? And they said, I look like I got hit by a train. And I said, oh, thanks. I look that bad. They said, well, you kind of do. You look tired. You look overwhelmed. It is just the most amazing, like I said, yet overwhelming place you could ever go, especially with someone like me that just has a hard time making a decision, especially if there are so many amazing options. So it is just a humongous building, 11 stories tall, full of clothing, shoes, accessories, jewelry. I mean, it's a pretty outstanding place. Like I said, they're all over the United States, but Atlanta is just convenient for us.
I was going to say too, Sarah, it's like, you know, when we interviewed Sandy Barton and she had Spence Apparel, the baby clothing, mm-hmm. Well, she was like on the other side of things, because she had worked with manufacturers and she had designed and created the clothing. And so she went to like the ABC Expo in Las Vegas. And so she'd have her booth, and then a boutique owner like Jackie comes to the big expo, market, whatever you want to call it, and Jackie as a boutique owner is looking at all of those clothing makers and accessory makers to say, okay, what do I want to buy? What do I want to stock in my boutique?
So it's a giant wholesaler's clothing apparel paradise type thing, full of a bunch of wholesalers and other retailers are coming to shop.
That is exactly what it is. Yes. Expo is a good word. It is a huge expo for these designers that have, you know, poured their heart and soul into these designs for the seasons. They come and they just set it up on display, and then we go and shop through it and basically pick out what we want to carry in our stores.
I'm curious, Jackie, as a new boutique owner, what kind of minimum purchases were you looking at in terms of, you know, and I'm sure each designer is different, but were you able to say, hey, I just want 5 pieces of this thing or 10, or were there kind of bigger minimums than that?
You know, I wish that I could kind of pick and choose. That's kind of, I wasn't sure going in, so I didn't know how it worked, but I did read kind of a how-to go-to-market guide. So I had questions to ask every vendor that I went to. And one of those questions was, what is your minimum order? And a lot of the places, their minimum order is 1 pack. So a pack is typically either 2-2-2, which is 2 smalls, 2 mediums, 2 larges, or 1-2-2-1, which is a small, 2 mediums, 2 larges, and an extra large. So most places just require you to buy 1 pack of anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a pair of pants. It could be a shirt. It also depends. So that's most vendors. There are other vendors that I work with that have an actual number minimum. So one of my vendors has just $100. You just have to spend $100 and then, you know, that's it. Another one has a $400 minimum. So they all kind of vary, but most of them just have a 1 pack minimum.
So it sounds like you were initially looking for a large variety of items rather than having large quantities of a small number of items. Were you aiming for smaller quantity but larger variety? Was that your focus?
You are 100% right. That is exactly what I wanted to do because I wasn't sure what people wanted. So I wanted to start with a lot of stuff but few quantities of those things. So really, when I went to market for the first time, and even the second time, because actually I went back to market and purchased even more inventory in March, right after we launched the website, I really would buy 1 pack of each and just kind of see how it did. And a lot of these vendors have wonderful websites that I can go and place reorders on. So if something was really hot and selling like crazy, I could just easily go on their website and reorder it, which I've done quite often since launching. So that really made it an easy process. So I don't have to go back to market each time if I'm not able to, which, you know, I wasn't able to go in June just because of scheduling conflicts. So I was able just to go, you know, on these websites and place a lot of orders with them.
I would assume that most of these vendors would require proof that you are an actual business and not just a consumer out there hoping to score lots of good deals. Is there something in place to make sure that you are a legitimate business owner?
Absolutely. It's funny you say that. Yeah, because I thought the same thing before we got into this business. What a fun place to go and just shop at wholesale prices. But yes, so we, like I said in the beginning, back in January is when we established all of our legal paperwork. We got our business license. We got our EIN number. We got our retail license. So we got all that paperwork back very early on in the business. So to even go to market, you have to have proof of many, many things. You even have to have proof of sales. So which was something that I did not have going into that first market, obviously, because we hadn't launched yet. So I called Market up and spoke with their coordinator and just said, look, I don't have any sales. I don't know what to do. I have to come and buy the inventory to start my business. And she said, it's okay, you know, come on and get a guest pass for your first day. And then once you place your first purchase order, come back to the information stand, show us your purchase order, and then we will give you a legitimate buyer's badge. So yes, you do. And then if you're purchasing online, it's kind of the same thing. You have to send in documentation that you have a retail license and that you do have a business license as well. So for example, if I'm going on one of my wholesalers' websites, I log in, you know, I enter in all of my login information, and then I have to email them a separate email with those 2 documents. And then I get an email back saying you've been approved for buying powers. So that's kind of the process, how that works. But you're right that you absolutely need lots of paperwork.
So Jackie, when you came back home and had to get the website set up, and I know, you know, your husband Kenny helped a ton with that, I'm curious, did you pick a certain shopping platform to work with, like Shopify or something along those lines? And I guess then my follow-up is, what kind of things did you learn in the process of setting up your website? Or do you have any maybe tips for someone else who wants to get their own shopping platform set up online?
We really had a hard time deciding which platform we wanted to go with. We were trying to decide between Shopify and Squarespace. And we read so many articles on which was better. And we finally decided Shopify was going to be for us. And it has been an amazing tool for our business. The analytics that they give us, the reports, just it's very detailed. And I go on a reports page every day and look at sales over the last couple of months and how many orders we have in. And it just gives you so much information and information you want to help grow your business. So we went with Shopify and I love it. And I would say tips are just be really organized when you are designing your website, because that was something I'm pretty crazy when it comes to organization. I love to be organized. But this business, there are so many moving parts that initially it was pretty hard for me to stay organized. So for 1 week in February, I just said, I'm not going to do anything except for get organized. And that really helped me. So I would say a big piece of advice is just start your business by being organized, or start your, you know, whatever you're starting, start by just having organization, because that will give you a huge peace of mind. But yeah, Shopify has been wonderful, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone starting a shopping platform. It has been wonderful for us.
Jackie, I know Shopify, is it a monthly rate that you pay for the Shopify platform, or how does that work?
It is. So there are different tiers depending on kind of what you're doing, which I like, because if you're not doing much, you don't want to have to be paying, you know, hundreds of dollars a month for something that you're not really making in return. So I like that they have different tiers for different types of business owners. And another thing that they have is they have lots of templates. So with Kenny and I, we were thinking about what do we want to do? And, you know, they've got lots of free templates that are wonderful, or they've got templates that you can pay for that are just slightly better than those free templates, obviously. They're a little bit higher premium. So we paid $150 to have the design and layout of our site. And I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we did since hire a web design company, because as much as I do love our website and am very proud of us for doing what we did, I really want Swanky J to be the next big online retailer. And I think the only way to do that is to have an extremely professional site. And like I said, as much as I loved our first site that Kenny and I created, it's just not exactly what I would want out of a shopping site. And so we are, like I said, working with a web design company to create us a custom site that should launch in the next week or so. So I am very proud of us for our first site, but I just knew I wanted something better. And I've seen sneak peeks of our new site, and I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I'm so excited to see it, Jackie. I think it should be out by the time this episode airs, so everyone will be looking at your brand new site, which is really exciting. I do love, though, that, you know, you decided early on, like, let's do the site ourselves, then we've got some more cash for our inventory, and it still is a great, very functional site. I'm sure you guys are doing great with sales and everything. So I like that. You know, I think some people might use that as a reason to hold them back and say, oh, I've got to save up more money, I need a website developer. But, you know, you guys just went ahead, you did it, and now once you had those sales, you're able to get that custom designer that you want. So,
Thank you. It's nice to hear. And you're exactly right. We really wanted to try, and I felt like we succeeded. The site was doing great. We haven't had any complaints. We've just had positive feedback from really everyone that it was user-friendly. However, I really wanted a site that if someone wanted to go on Swanky J and buy a red dress in a size 8, that they could go on and filter through everything and see that red dress in a size 8. You know, I really wanted them to be able to shop online like they would be able to shop in a store. I wanted to make the process really, really easy and simple. And, you know, our old site just didn't have that capability. So I really wanted to perfect that process.
I did notice that your website does have the ability to do customer ratings of your various products. Was that a feature that was included with Shopify, or did you have to do something special and custom to get that feature on your boutique?
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought this question up, because that is actually probably one of my favorite things about our site. I don't know about you girls, but when I buy something online, I think I sit for hours before I even buy the product and read every review that the product has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that I told Kenny from the very beginning is that it is so important to me that our site, whether we create it or someone else creates it, has a section that people can go and review the products that they buy, because I want everyone to be comfortable placing a purchase online. I know how intimidating it can be. You know, you're not sure how it's going to fit. Maybe you're a little busty. Maybe you are a little flat-chested, whatever. But you want to make sure whatever you buy, you're not going to have to send back, because that's just kind of annoying. So Yotpo is an app on our website that we purchased and we pay for on a monthly basis. And I send an email out to every customer 7 days after they place an order on our site. And I offer them a coupon code to go on and rate and review their products. And it has been so fun getting all those reviews in, because I get an email to my personal email every single time someone reviews something. And I just go on and I respond back to them, thanking them for their feedback, because I know that that is going to help someone else place an order in the future. So I think we have maybe 5 stars. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in a few days, but most things on the site are 5 stars, because everyone has been really loving what they've been buying, which just makes me so happy.
That's wonderful. Can you say that plugin name one more time that lets you do the reviews?
Sure. It's the Yotpo app.
Yotpo? So is it? How do you spell that?
Yep, it's Yotpo, Yotpo.
Okay, interesting.
So Jackie, with all of the inventory that you have, and I know we mentioned earlier that you do this out of your garage, is it just you and your husband in charge of shipping out all of the orders that come in?
It is. We are not at a place yet that we can hire an employee, but we're hoping over the next couple of months that we can add someone on to the Swanky J team and help with photo shoots and inventory and shipping. But right now it's just Kenny and I. And, you know, he has a full-time career in the Marine Corps, a very demanding career. So really a lot of Swanky J gets put on me, which I'm 100% fine with, but a lot of this business is me. And if an order comes in, I head out to the warehouse, which is my garage, as you said. And if it's clothing, I steam it, I fold it, I put our handwritten thank you note in it, and I wrap it in wrapping paper like a little gift. I put crinkle paper in the package. I seal it. I go on our site and print our shipping label, and then I take it to the post office. I handle every aspect of the fulfillment process, and it's actually my favorite part of the business.
Wow, that's surprising, because packaging orders is my least favorite responsibility that I have. So that's nice that you enjoy it so much. That sounds like a lot of work, though, steaming each item and then packaging it. I was picturing like plastic bags on a shelf all ready to go, and you're just tossing them in a box. So I'm impressed. Oh. You must work really hard out in your garage.
Oh my goodness. So another really important part of this business is is the package to me, because I know when I order something online and I place that, you know, place order button, I get so excited up until the day that order arrives at my doorstep. And if it's a lackluster package, I'm a little disappointed. But if it has, you know, pretty packaging and stickers and, you know, whatever, something girly, I get even more excited about it. And even if the product isn't as good as I was imagining, it's still the whole experience. So from the very beginning, I told Kenny, I want these girls to place these orders and receive not only a package or whatever they ordered, I want them to be receiving a present in the mail. So in every single order, they get a handwritten thank you note, and they get our tissue paper wrapped in sealed with a sticker. And yeah, I mean, I have hot pink packaging, and it's all very pretty, and it stands out in the mail, and you're going to get really excited when you have a Swanky J piece coming to you, because you know that there's a lot of love behind that package.
I love that, Jackie, and I think that's really cool that you take each item and steam it before you put it in the mail, because I do have to say, I do have a lot of online shopping as well, and it is kind of a bummer if, like, say, a dress comes to you and it's a bit wrinkled, and you're like for me, I don't necessarily wash it before I wear it the first time. Usually I'm so excited, I want to wear that dress, like, the next day, so it's awesome when it comes and it's just gorgeous and it's ready to go, so.
Well, that's exactly what I want. I'm the same way as you. If I order something, I don't throw it in the wash first. I want to put it on that day, or like you said, the next day, and wear it and show it off. And I want the girls that are placing these orders and getting these great pieces to be able to do that. And it's really important to me that it looks good, it's presentable, and it's ready to wear.
Jackie, I know that you've grown your Facebook following really quickly for being such a new boutique. I think last time I checked, and this was probably a month or two ago, I think you had like 12,000 fans on your Facebook page. And I mean, you had only been in business for a few months, which you could probably update me. Do you know what your Facebook count is at this point?
Do I know? Yes, of course I know. It's something I'm pretty excited about. We just hit 13,000 a couple days ago, so we're right over 13,000.
Great. How did you grow your Facebook following so quickly? And then, you know, do you have any tips for how you use Facebook to grow your business?
I absolutely do. And our Facebook is something that I'm very proud of, because I was a little nervous. I thought, you know, social media gives businesses validity, and I just wasn't sure how it was going to do with there being so many other competitors in this market. And I mean, we had 500 followers or fans within a day or two. So I thought, okay, well, we're on a pretty good roll. And so the word spread pretty quickly initially, and then it kind of slowed down. And I thought, okay, what can we do to grow our Facebook following? And so I did a ton of research online, read a lot of articles, and I kept reading about Facebook ads and sponsored posts or little boosted posts. And I thought, okay, well, you know, Kenny, would you mind if I spent some money, our advertising budget, would you mind if I spend some money on Facebook? Because really, we haven't touched our advertising budget yet, and I think this could help. He said, okay, you know, go for it. So I started an ad campaign on Facebook, and I created an ad with some of our pictures of our models that our professional photographer took, and I just had some clever words, you know, come check out the hottest boutique around, Swanky J is going to be your favorite place to shop, something like that, you know, free shipping on all orders over $50. And what you want to focus on is really bright, vibrant pictures that are going to stand out against Facebook. Because if you have dark pictures or poor quality, people are just going to scroll right past them. You really want pictures that are going to pop against Facebook, because as everyone knows, Facebook is mostly videos and pictures these days. Most people aren't just posting status updates. People are wanting to see things. It's very visual. So I knew that I needed good pictures, which I already had, and I needed witty little sayings to catch people's attention. So I started an ad campaign, and I was spending about $15 a day, and I got a call from Facebook. They said, you're spending some money with us, and we appreciate your business, and we wanted to know if you wanted to join our VIP program. And I said, well, I love the VIP term. What does this entail? And they said, you know, you continue spending this money and we will coach you on how to create wonderful ads. So for about 7 or 8 weeks, I coached with Facebook once a week on how to create wonderful ads, to create an audience for an ad. So if I was doing an ad specifically for the Spanish market, I could tailor that ad specifically for the Spanish market, and I knew how to do that. They taught me how to do that. They also taught me how to do custom audiences and, you know, tailor whatever it is that you're doing towards that specific audience. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful class. Quite a bit of money spent, but it was worth every penny. And I learned a tremendous amount. So I would recommend if people are starting a business and they have an advertising and marketing campaign, you know, budget towards a campaign, to do that with Facebook. It was highly educational and enlightening. It was really pretty magnificent. So that was wonderful. And also just boosting posts. So we do Facebook giveaways every Monday. It's something that I love. You know, Kenny thinks I need to kind of rein that in a little bit. But I love giving stuff away. I actually just said to a girlfriend yesterday, if I had all the money in the world, I would buy everyone gifts, because I love seeing people's faces when they get something and people being excited and getting something for free. Like, that's so exciting. So we do Facebook giveaways every Monday, and I just boost that post for $15 for 3 days, and it's $5 a day, and we get a huge exposure to those giveaways. And I know it kind of maybe doesn't make sense to pay $15 each week to then give something away. So we are losing money there. But I honestly feel like, yes, we are spending that money, but it will come back. And it will come back eventually, because maybe someone that wins a giveaway will just fall in love with Swanky J and they'll be a customer for life. So I'm willing to do that and you know, spend that money for someone else's happiness, one, two, the exposure, and three, for maybe a potential customer for life. So yes, Facebook, I'm very proud of our Facebook. And I've even had some people come up to me and say, have you paid for those likes? You know, those are just all random people, and you just paid to have people like your page. And I absolutely have not. I've paid to have ads for Swanky J on Facebook, but someone has to then intentionally go to that ad and like the ad or the page. So it's just been wonderful. And I love Facebook. I think it's a wonderful way to help grow your business.
You're right, Jackie. There's a big difference between paying for likes, which is essentially when there's just an ad that says, like, hey, there's this page on Facebook, you should like it, versus what you're doing, which is intentional advertising that says, here's my products, or here's a great giveaway, or here's something for sale. And then, like you said, the potential customer is still, they have to make that choice that they're looking at what you're showing them, they like it, so then they come to your page and like your page. So you're getting, you know, if you do it the right way, you're getting qualified followers and fans of your page. It's not just, you know, random people clicking and liking or whatever. And I agree with your philosophy of being generous with the giveaways and kind of, you know, building excitement. And like you said, potentially getting some lifelong customers through that.
Absolutely.
I have one quick follow-up question in terms of Facebook. Are you guys doing retargeting at all, where someone who visits your website, you then show them an ad later on Facebook?
Okay, so that's another huge thing that I'm really excited about. We are getting ready, once we launch our brand new website, we are getting ready to roll out an SEO strategy and retargeting program as well. So we have a lot of really fun, very expensive, but very fun things in the works for Swanky J. And yes, we will start that. And actually, it won't just be on Facebook. It will be all over the internet. So if someone goes to our website and then leaves the website, ads will kind of continue to follow them around the web. And other companies have had tremendous success with retargeting. And I'm really excited about that. It's a very expensive program, but to be an online boutique, you have to put money out there because we do not have a storefront. So people aren't just walking by my house in Bluffton Park in South Carolina coming to shop. And the online world is so massive that people do not know about Swanky J. I mean, thankfully, 13,000 people on Facebook do and 1,000 do on Instagram. But, you know, a lot of people do not. I say the vast majority do not know about Swanky J. And we want it to be a household name. And it will be one day with the hopes of this new SEO, search engine optimization program and retargeting with our web design company.
So, Jackie, we've certainly learned a lot of new things from you today. As we wrap up, we always like to close with a funny or adorable mom moment that you could share with us.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to choose one. Okay, I have one. A couple of weeks ago, I had 4 orders come in overnight, and typically, Skylar goes to my parents' house Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so I can work. And I'm blessed to have them here locally to be able to watch her while I work and run this business and really get it off the ground. So they were not able to watch her that day. So I was going to have to figure out how to work in the nicks and crannies of the day with her at home. So I had her out in the garage in a little walker. This is before she was crawling. So she was in the walker kind of just scooting around in that. And she was kind of in my warehouse where my clothes are. And, you know, I'm singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to her because that's her favorite song in the entire world. And she likes when I sing it really loud. And I have a horrible voice, so I'm, like, kind of screaming Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Stars at the top of my lungs. And she's just smiling and clapping and loving it. And, you know, I'm filling the orders and steaming clothes. And things kind of settle down. I stop singing, and she kind of gets quiet. And I'm Skylar. And so I run over to the clothes, and she's hiding behind my clothes. And she just kind of walks up, you know, with her little walker and kind of peeks out. You know, when a little girl kind of like puts her hands through clothes and like peeks her little head out. I burst out laughing. It was the funniest thing in the whole world. I snapped a picture, thank goodness, with my phone because it was the cutest little thing in the entire world. You know, I thought, wow, you know, I am a working mom with my, I guess at the time she was maybe, you know, 7.5 months old. With my little 7-month-old out in my warehouse, just trying to put food on the table and make this business work. And it just kind of humbled me and made me realize that life isn't perfect, but you have to have a positive attitude and just have a smile because I just don't know how else you get through life.
That's so cute, Jackie. I'm sure Skylar is just adorable. And I love your positive attitude because I know firsthand as a military spouse, it's not always easy to do, but good for you. You are making things happen, and it's been so great to talk with you today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, girls. It's been wonderful chatting with you, and I love just sharing the love. It's been fun.
Before we go, could you share one more time with our listeners the website where they can find your online boutique?
Absolutely. It's www.swankyjboutique.com, and we'd love to have you come and shop with us.
For the show notes, head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/97. I have an exciting announcement to share with all of you. We have just launched our Brilliant Business Moms Etsy shop. In the Etsy shop, you will find our Brilliant Business Planner, some beautiful quote printables to help inspire you as you grow your business, and one of my favorite items, we have designed our own Be Brilliant mug. I have been using my Be Brilliant mug for the last several months, almost every day, and I love it. It always reminds me to be brilliant in my business, and it reminds me of all of you in the Brilliant Business Moms community. So I would encourage you to check out the Etsy shop. I hope you like it. Brilliant Business Moms was too long, so it's Brilliant Business Mom. So if you go to brilliantbusinessmom.etsy.com, you will find the Etsy shop. And like I said, it's another place where you can find our planner. Soon, we will also have our book for sale in the Etsy shop. Bethann has created some beautiful printables that you can check out to help encourage and inspire you. And then, like I mentioned, I think one of my absolute favorites is our Be Brilliant mug. If it's clean, I always pick it every morning for my cup of coffee. Mike actually loves the mug too. He's always stealing my Be Brilliant mug. I guess I'll have to get him his own, even though it's a bit girly for him. So once again, we're really excited to launch this Etsy shop. You can find it at brilliantbusinessmom.etsy.com. Thanks for tuning in again today. We are so glad that you are a listener, and we hope that you are learning something new from each podcast and being inspired in your own business journey. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.